Current State on 90.5 WKAR. It was a busy weekend in the world of Michigan sports. The Detroit Pistons fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers last night at the Palace, eliminating the red, white, and royal blue from the playoffs. The annual Michigan State spring football game took place, drawing a record crowd, 51,000 people at Spartan Stadium, to witness the intra-squad matchup. And the Battlefield Brawl charity flag football tournament brought out local celebrities and former MSU athletes on Sunday to participate with the goal of raising money and awareness for children fighting childhood illnesses. Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, is here with a recap. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
I am well.
Good.
Now, based on what we saw in the spring game on Saturday, who's leading the pack in the starting quarterback race?
Well, right now, Mark, the clear name that you're hearing pop up all the time in that conversation as the number one guy is Tyler O'Connor. Tyler O'Connor, fifth-year senior, he was 10 of 16 for 138 yards and a touchdown for the Green Team. He even ran the football four times for 28 yards on the ground. In comparison to the other three quarterbacks who we saw on Saturday afternoon, and Damian Terry, Brian Lewerke, and Messiah DeWeaver, I thought that Tyler O'Connor, his body of work from top to bottom, was the best. He looked just so comfortable, more comfortable than the other three in the pocket. We even saw him improvise as the pocket would collapse a bit, and he showed an ability to throw on the run. I think he's the more accurate quarterback right now. Number two, I think the consensus number two guy right now in that conversation, Mark, is Damian Terry. He went 6 of 12 for 70 yards, ran for a 3-yard touchdown in the third quarter, and had 11 yards on the ground on that same drive. I thought Damian, it took Damian a bit of a while to get into some sort of groove. I thought that nerves got the best of him early on. And, of course, that's the big storyline here. I mean, anytime you talk about trying to replace the most decorated quarterback in Michigan State football history, who's going to fill that void is going to be the big question going into next year, right?
I got to follow that guy.
Exactly, right? And that's the big thing here. So I got the chance after the game to, of course, not only fire some questions at Mark D'Antonio in that conversation, but also talk to Tyler O'Connor, talk to Damian Terry, and even talk to who arguably is going to be the number one receiver next year in R.J. Shelton. And I just simply asked the simple question of, do you think you are the guy? Tyler, after giving me a politically correct answer to start off, saying, you know, there's a lot that can happen between now and September 2nd against Furman. But after getting that out of his system, he said, you know, right now, I think I'm pretty confident where I am. I threw the question out at Damian, and Damian kind of gave me a bit of a different take on it. I mean, he kind of just milked the politically correct answer and saying, you know what, we're just all out there competing. We'll see what happens. A lot could happen between spring ball and next year, but I'm just going out there trying to compete. And another thing with Damian, though, what Damian did expound on was how weird the situation is. And what I mean by that, Mark, is that quarterback core between, you know, O'Connor, Terry, Lewerke, and DeWeaver, again, they're all competing for the starting spot, but they're all so close as friends. And that's the thing that they're trying to balance out right now. I talked to Damian. He said, yeah, well, we're all so close, but when we get on that field, you know, we got to put that aside and just go out there and compete, and may the best man win. And after the spring game, you know, Damian Terry's like, yeah, I'm going to hang out with Tyler right now, actually. So
that's maturity.
Yeah,
really,
it
suggests maturity.
Yeah. It is. They understand that it's a business, and, you know, they're going to go out there and compete on a daily basis. And whoever wins out, it's nothing personal. They understand that. And I think, again, I think the only word that can come to mind out of that is what you just stated, Mark, maturity.
Give us another name or two of some players that turned some heads Saturday.
Well, I really thought that the two linebackers of Chris Frey and Andrew Dow were absolutely everywhere. They were everywhere. Chris Frey, he balled out for the Green Team. Dow, he played linebacker for the White Team. And very early on in that game, both of those names made their presence felt, without a doubt. You saw Frey, he had a sack on Damian Terry, actually. And early on in that game, you saw Andrew Dow get in and able to bust the line wide open, and he sacked Tyler O'Connor. So that's a big key component to also evaluate going into next year, Mark, because right now those are two guys competing for that outside linebacker spot. And the linebacker core that, of course, encompassed co-captain and Darian Harris right now, who's taking his talents to the NFL.
Now, the Detroit Pistons were eliminated from the playoffs last night by Cleveland, 198, the final. Was this season a success for Detroit?
I think so. And the reason I say that, Mark, again, a sweep never looks good in the playoffs. I mean, you know, you don't win one game, you just get four and done. It never looks good. But at the same time, This is a Detroit Pistons team that has not made the playoffs, Mark, in 7 years. Mm-hmm. Detroit Pistons fans are just happy to see a playoff game at the Palace of Auburn Hills. So in that regard, yes. And I'm unlike the majority, I think, in this discussion. When evaluating, okay, if the Pistons were the seventh seed, they would have played number two seed Toronto in the East. I wanted to see the Pistons play the Cleveland Cavaliers, the number one team in the Eastern Conference, a team that's slated as the favorite to go to the NBA Finals. I wanted to see them play Cleveland to see how they stack up, to use it as a good litmus test, exactly how far this team is from competing for a legitimate championship, Mark.
And the seventh annual Battlefield Brawl was held at Marshall Field on Sunday. I saw pictures of T.J. Duckett. I saw pictures of number eight all over the place. Todd spearheads this event. What does the event aim to do, and what was it? You played in the event?
I did, Mark. I am sitting here trying to keep my composure because my entire body is sore from neck down right now. But I played in it. This is my third year playing. It's so fun. And you're raising money for a good cause. Again, it's raising money to sort of combat childhood illnesses and disease. It's a collaboration with Todd Duckett's New World Flood Initiative that he's been a part of for a long time now.
And they've been on this program to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. And they link up with the Oldham Project, which of course does a great job in individuals who are battling cancer, in sort of documenting that battle through the use of pictures and really a photo shoot. So it's such a great cause, and you go out there and you're competing against guys who are absolute studs, either in the world of MSU basketball or the world of MSU football. I got embarrassed a few times out there, I must say, Mark, but it's all for a good cause. It's a great event.
I am sharing a field with Todd Duckett. Yeah, I would be thinking twice about that.
And I played on his team, I think it was two years ago, and it's good to be on his team because you don't want to go against him. Let me just say that, all right?
There you have it. Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports. You can hear it weekdays at 1 p.m. on AM 870 and Current Sports TV. It airs every Thursday night at 10:30 on WKAR-TV. Al will have lots more on MSU spring football and Detroit Pistons playoff talk on today's radio program. Thank you, Al Martin.
Hey, anytime. Thank you, Mark.